You're listening to CRCFM. This is The Grapevine, and that was Texas, I Don't Want a Lover. Now, at this point, we come to our careers corner. Now, I know you're used to hearing this on a Monday, but this week we have it today. Liam Horan, thank you for taking our call.
Good evening, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, Liam. We have a query here for you, a question that you might help somebody with. This is somebody going for a new job soon, and what they're saying is that they've been advised to come up with a few new ideas for how to develop the role. And this person says, I once gave a lot of good ideas in an interview and then I didn't get the job and they stole my ideas. I was livid, but there was nothing I could have done. Nowadays, I play my cards much closer to my chest. And the question is, why should I share ideas that others might get the credit for? Liam, is that a typical situation? Is that one you come across?
Yes, it is a bit of a dilemma for people when they're going to an interview. They want to show enough ideas to get them the job, but not so much that they give away all of their ideas and let somebody else capitalise from it. And companies, I suppose, would use interviews for picking up. If a good idea happened to come the way, they'd be likely to use it. You know, that's the nature of the beast, I suppose. But I would tend to err on the side of giving ideas, because if the ideas can help you get the job, if they're valid reasons to show, you know, if they show you as a valid candidate, as somebody with creativity, with knowledge, with expertise, you know, why would you not give them? I know the listener is saying that somebody else might go and benefit from them. But if you leave the ideas untransmitted across the table, so to speak, nobody will benefit from them, least of all you. So my view would be, if you have good ideas that can develop the business, develop the product, develop the system that the business uses, by all means, give them. But also, I suppose, to show that not only have you got these ideas, but that ideas are something you have on an ongoing basis, that you are an ideas person. That can be, you know, you see on Dragon's Den, sometimes the dragon will say, I don't like this idea, but I know you'll have a good idea soon, kind of thing, you know. So by showing an interview that you are an ideas person, the interview panel might say, well, if we take this person on, they will have ongoing ideas, and as they get used to what we do, they'll have better and better ideas. So in general, I would say I would err on the side of giving the ideas if you have good ideas. There are certain jobs that you go for, you should bring ideas to the interview. You know, you should have diagnosed what the company does and have suggested better ways of doing it, new markets or better ways of selling products or that kind of thing. So, by and large, I'd say to your candidate, even though you were once bitten, I wouldn't be twice shy. I'd have a go with getting my ideas across the table again.
Are there any little tricks or any little suggestions you would have, Liam, about how somebody could bring that into an interview? Where would they find an opportunity to mention
the
ideas?
That's a good question, because people often wait to be asked. You know, it's like wait to be invited to the dance kind of thing. But in an interview, you must take the opportunity. You must make the opportunity yourself. Generally, at the end of an interview, a chance will come up where they'll say, is there anything you'd like to ask us? And you can certainly get it in there by saying, well, I don't have any question for you, but I would like to say, here are some ideas I have for your business, you know? But otherwise, along the way, you just have to go across a bridge, so to speak, and say something like, you know, while I'm talking about my past experience, I have looked at your business as well, and here is one idea in particular I have for you. So there are often openings in an interview. An interview generally is set up to allow you to come across with something. They're not set up by and large to limit you or constrain you. So you got to watch your openings. But at the end, almost invariably, you will get a chance if the chance doesn't come before that. I personally will try and get it in beforehand, but that is a kind of a safety blanket at the end if you don't get it in before that.
Is there any danger, Liam, that it could come across as criticism of the company? Is that a danger to look out for?
I'm afraid, Stephen, I'm just not catching you there.
No, I was just saying, in giving your ideas, is there any...
I'm not sure if you're hearing me. I'm not able to hear you properly, unfortunately, there.
I'm hearing you loud and clear at the moment, Liam. Can you hear me? Liam? You seem to have lost Liam. Okay, we'll go to a piece of music and we'll try and reconnect with Liam Horan very shortly. Apologies for the breakdown in that conversation with Liam Horan. We tried to get back to Liam, but unfortunately the gremlins were against us. No doubt we'll have him on again another time to deal with your queries about jobs and careers and interviews.